Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I said, the only thing I'm disappointed with, I couldn't bring you Aurelio's pizza. And he laughed because he's a big fan of Aurelio's pizza.
How do you describe today? Like, how? Listen to all of the guests we had. Thank you to all of them. Not just Chuck Swirsky, live from Rome after meeting the Pope. Chuck met the Pope. Mike Florio, Russ Dorsey. Ian Happ joined us. Thanks to Ian and congratulations on winning his fourth Gold Glove in a row. Mark Rohde, Danny Parkins. What a show.
All-star cast. No, seriously, this is an all-star show that we had today.
I mean, yeah, today's just one of those days where life comes to you and we get to enjoy it. Thanks to everybody who listened. Thanks to everybody who texted, called. Thanks to everybody on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis helping out, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer. And now we bring in Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. Transition is brought to you by Old Republic. Ice cold beer, legendary food.
What a show for you guys today. Like, just look, I listen every day.
We appreciate your listenership.
I'm a big fan of Five on it. I listen as I'm driving in every single day. But for you guys to get, like, no one knew what was going on and why Zach was doing play-by-play last night. Because apparently Chuck Swirsky is James Bond. And he then just pops up in Vatican City. And he's with the Pope. And he's got a Bulls jersey for him. The whole thing is amazing. I was walking in the hall while you guys were doing the interview. And I was listening. And the BBM people had the interview on. Because they're running on it. Because this is huge news. Like, this isn't just like, it's a funny score story, Speaks. Like, it's a funny score story.
Right.
But it is both city, national, and international news what just happened.
It is international religious news that the Pope also is a Chicago Bulls fan. And our guy Swirsk, and that was wonderful stuff, folks. Like, Swirsk is such a devout and loving employee on top of being a devout and loving Catholic that his post includes, "Thanks to the Score for giving me a day off." Are you kidding me? Like, Chuck, no matter where you worked in the universe, they'd be like, "I'm sorry, what, you're going to the Vatican?" Yes, of course. Take the day. That's fine.
Did you guys talk to the boss about this? Did he tell you the story?
No.
Because he told me a story, and I'm going to tell the story.
Tell me the story.
If you didn't want me to tell a story, you wouldn't have told me the story. So Chuck requests the day off. And Mitch is like, "Are you okay?" Because you know that's like Mitch's default setting. Like, is everything all okay? Right? Let me see. Like, is there anything I can do to help? And he's like, "No, everything's cool. Like, I just need a day off." And Mitch was like, "What, are you going to go see the Pope or something?"
No. Yes. It broke him right there.
And he's like, how'd you know?
You know what's funny about that? Because I can understand how Chuck would be like, yeah, Mitch would have a way of knowing this and nobody else knows.
So but it was like didn't. A legit thing. It was a guess.
Yes.
It was a guess that he made. And there it is. There's Chuck going to go see the Pope.
It's just such a bummer that Zach Zaidman couldn't say, I'm in for Chuck Swirsky, who's seeing the Pope. Yes.
It reminds me of when Pat Hughes got into, you know, the Hall of Fame. And I was filling in for Pat on the baseball. And you're like, well, Pat can't be here. He's getting into the Hall of Fame. Like, that would be a really, that'd be a really good thing for Zach to say.
Good reason.
But when Pat went into the Hall of Fame, though, he took the whole booth.
He did.
You know what I mean? So what about Bill and what about Rich Wyatt?
Hey,
you
man. When
could
you, going
you imagine
to...
Bill and Rich Wyatt meeting the Pope?
Everywhere I go, says Chuck, says, everywhere I go, I take Bill Weddington and Rich Wyatt with me. So here they are.
I would have loved it to happen for Rich. But the thing is that I feel like I do feel like there's maybe a missed opportunity there. I think if he shows up with Bill, it's a whole different type of thing that goes on.
Well, expound. Tim Sinclair has to announce him then.
The Pope is a huge Bulls meatball. If Bill Weddington is standing there with Chuck,
changes the vibe. Like, they're getting a longer audience.
Guys,
you want to see the chapel?
Yes.
You want to go see the chapel? Let's
join
the Sistine.
Get Wilford to the Vatican right now.
He should have taken Bill Weddington and Ozzie Guillen, and then what happens?
Dude.
Oh, man. Dude. Well, in a related story, I'm surprised to see Sox Fest announced as once again at the Rimowa Theater. I was sure it was going to be at the Vatican. Sox Fest at the Vatican. I was positive that was going to take place.
Can you imagine Sox Fest at like a random like church hall at the Vatican? And people are what are you doing with the Luis Robert contract?
I can totally imagine it. I got to go back through that release and make sure there's no asterisk at the bottom of it. Where it's like, hey, we might move this to the Vatican if the Pope calls us for Sox Fest.
Hey, man, Burley and AJ are looking at the Pieta right now. They can't make their panel.
I'm still struggling with all of this.
And you?
What
do you think? How do you think we feel?
The reason that I'm struggling with it is, like, when you start to think about it, and we've joked about it. We had Ronji on and joked with him about it. The idea that the Pope is a crazy meatball Chicago fan and was clearly a Score listener.
Clearly.
Like, that is blowing my mind that he was probably driving back to seminary listening to Ronji talk about the White Sox.
The Pope knows who Chris Ronji is.
The Pope knows who Chris Ronji is.
Even Ozzie Guillen was like, the Pope knows who I am. Like, Ozzie was moved by the thought, you know?
You guys think there's like other NBA play-by-play broadcasters who are catching wind of this story and being like, man, I got 10 years on Swirsk. I've been around longer than Chuck.
I don't know if there is
anyone that's got 10 years on Swirsk.
That's fair. That's actually fair.
Between Toronto and the Bulls, Swirsk got a long, long resume.
And the continent of North American basketball.
That's right.
I like the idea of Mike Breen checking Twitter and being like, what the hell, man?
Why
like,
wasn't it me?
I'm the national guy.
Because you're not a Chicago guy. That's the thing.
We got a Chicago Pope out here.
And that Chicago is just up in Vatican City. And he's out here trolling Cubs fans. And like, this is, it feels.
He knew they lost.
Yeah. Layla, exactly right. Like, the idea that the Pope. That the Pope was on MLB.com. Watching the Cubs lose.
Hey.
And like, even when it's like Father Sakowitz at the cathedral, like he told me he watched White Sox pre and post game. I was like,
I have a question. Where do you guys think the jersey's gonna go? Because I'm picturing him putting his Pope Bulls jersey in a frame and putting it on the wall in the Pope's Vatican-based
office.
Hall of Fame room, where he's got, you know, where he's like...
I got some bad
Pope
news for you, Speaks.
The Pope is a man cave?
You know what's happening with that jersey?
It's getting worn.
Marshall.
What are you talking
about? He's putting that thing on for the next game. He'll be wearing that thing Monday night for Wimby. I promise
either
you.
Either way, whether he wears it or it's on the wall, if the Pope has a Hall of Fame room where they get him a hot dog, like they'll bring him a hot dog down there in private, or maybe some Garrett's mix, you know, every once in a while, just have a snack and feel that coziness. You know, I hope so.
Can I
listen up, football fans? You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
I just document that it has been quite the run since, you know, the Lord's Day Sunday. You got the amazing Bears comeback. You got what happened last night with the Bulls. Then you got, on the heels of that, the jersey being presented to the Pope.
And the Bears and the Bulls both won on the last play, which our friend Mark Brady pointed out. Brady was like, when was the last time that happened in the same week? And that is a fair question.
I think we're on the uptick, guys.
Well, hold on.
Luis Robert Jr.'s option got picked up. We're on the uptick.
If you're saying that there's like holy intrusion into Chicago sports here, does that mean he doesn't like Shota? He didn't like Shota?
Maybe he just wants Shota to get the qualifying offer.
Who's advocating for Shota to get extended for 3 years at $57 million?
Hey, Speaks, they lost, all right?
I mean, theoretically, maybe he just wants Shota to get $22 million as opposed to $15 million.
Or maybe he wants Shota to get a ring in L.A. next year.
Man, that's a real possibility.
Yeah, he's their fifth starter next year. That's what I think.
Nah, they might aim higher.
Who's in right field for the Cubs?
You'd aim higher if you were who? If you were the Dodgers?
They might.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, like, if you showed it, like, hey, what's up, y'all? I'm back. Let's go.
Man, just what a day. So Ryan Poles spoke today. We'll be talking to Mark Grody about that later. The Pope and Chuck Swirsky have hung out. And this Bulls win, man. It's happening, Marshall. The national NBA media has taken notice and are on board with this Bulls thing to levels we could not have imagined just this far into the season.
Speaks, I was early on. I tried to tell y'all, 45 wins. Put the money down on the 45.
I mean, they got 5 wins against legit would-be playoff teams in the Eastern Conference. 5 out of 6.
Before we get too excited about that particular portion, I do want to say there is a filling out process going on with all of the teams that they have faced. When you talk about Desmond Bane and the way he's looked with Orlando.
He's looked real angry down there with Orlando.
He has looked angry of late. And there's other guys who are trying to be mixed in. Even last night, Jared McCain's first game this season, Embiid clearly not himself. The Sixers have a problem, by the way. They have 2 super talented guys in Embiid and Maxey, and they opted for the 2-man game in the fourth quarter. Bad idea, because the Bulls just kept running guys at him, and Embiid was out of gas.
He was definitely out of gas, and Nick Nurse probably should have figured out. But then it's like he gets cold, so it's such a difficult thing to do with him. But those possessions in the second half, the fourth quarter, the last 7 minutes, Philadelphia's possessions were so lazy, it was offensive.
Hey, guys, I looked at Maxey, Tyrese Maxey leads the NBA in minutes right now at 42.5. And the next closest player is VJ Edgecombe at 39. The third player is Kelly Oubre Jr. at 38. That's the top three going into yesterday in the NBA. I mean, last year, the minutes leader was Josh Hart at 37. Nick Nurse is grinding with those guys. It's crazy.
Well, you knew somebody had to take over for Tibbs. Like, you knew that.
It's Nick Nurse.
Yeah,
you're
somebody
right.
had to take over for making his players play the most minutes per game. I have to laugh at this. So I just, like, spilled some coffee on our table here, but going anywhere. And I did it because I'm laughing, because I look and I see this text on the text line. And it says, are you saying Giddy has been blessed by God? And I'm like, why do I know that number? That's Robbie's number. And then I turned over my coffee. Robbie just made me spill my coffee.
Kenny Owens from LaGrange Park.
On how many levels must one be part of the show? That's what I'm saying.
I love it.
Robbie, do you know that?
Does this text into the text line?
Did he comment on Twitch? Did he comment on Twitch too?
Used to do that. A host used to send faxes to the show. As someone else.
Faxes. Yes.
By the way.
Yes, on the old Barrett's score fax machine, 282-1160. Yeah, he would send faxes as someone else to the show. And then we would be like, oh, well, I guess you've got another fax from Kenny in LaGrange Park. Kenny Owens in LaGrange Park. And
who's the radio, the legendary radio guy in L.A.? Who used to do all different voices, and he would pretend he was callers, like did an entire theater of the mind thing back in the 70s and 80s. That's where Murph learned it from.
I didn't say it was Murph.
It might have been.
It might have been him, but it wasn't me who said that.
Now it's Robbie going next level, trying to produce and text and Twitch and tweet.
I just know that I was the one to get the faxes off of the Scores Barrett's home theater fax machine.
Would you guys indulge me for a moment? Can I take a moment here to appeal to Lawrence on behalf of Robbie Triano? Because I did make a public statement earlier supporting Josh Giddey, which hasn't been a thing I've been willing to do. But I want to appeal to you this. Did you watch the game last night, Lawrence?
Yeah, I watched every minute.
When they were down big, 20 points first half, did you notice how much it was Josh Giddey just trying to keep them alive with his hustle, his
on
dare
offense.
I say, no, defensively too. He was getting physical.
Too.
He was getting in the mix.
Yes.
He was a big reason why they were able to, one, come back, but also just not get beat down by 30 or 35 points. And I noticed that, and I was like, some guys get paid, and they just, you know, they don't rise and take another step. I believe this man is taking another step.
I give him credit at the beginning of this thing. Like, he's clearly, come on, Layla!
What are you, whoa!
This thing doesn't work. Like, isn't there supposed to be something attached?
Oh, my goodness.
It worked yesterday. I cleaned the studio after we were done.
Well, it doesn't work.
Now there's coffee and all sorts of other stuff here. It's a good thing you're not here, Spiegs.
Hey, Marshall, remember that night we all got to hang in the suite with AK and Eversley? I asked AK specifically that night, how do you feel like Giddy's going to respond if he gets paid? It's always a tricky thing. How somebody's going to respond. And you're right, Giddey is balling on both ends. In the fourth quarter last night, his defense, him and Vooch, with their defense on Maxey and Embiid, plus all the guys that were getting thrown at him, just the way those guys, Maxey and Embiid went 2-for-13 in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, but I don't think that was because of defense. I think that was because poor shot selection and laziness.
Two things can be true. They work together.
Some of those things that were happening where Embiid would get the ball in the post and then just hold it and then kind of look at Vooch and then go, all right, I'll just shoot a step back. The step back three from
Embiid, you know how it works, though, indicative. Man. Like, sometimes group defensive effort can make a team lazy.
I think you're giving credit to the wrong guy.
I think Marshall
and you are giving credit to the wrong guy defensively. And I would offer my evidence in being Billy said after the game that the reason that they were better defensively was because of Isaac.
No, that's true too. I think he also played a role. Now I will say this, he manned up early in that half, and that long gap of time we were just talking about when Embiid wasn't on the court, he's like, well, we know one thing, it's Tyrese or bust. And he made sure it was more difficult, even though Tyrese was still scoring points in the second half, let's be clear.
Hey, man, Isaac was brought here to change their defensive DNA.
100%.
And he has absolutely helped do that. But last night, It was everybody. You see Patrick Williams rebounding with vigor?
Yeah.
You see Matas Buzelis, every rebound he got. And at the end, he's like flexing his muscles. That whole team, Kevin Huerter playing physical last night.
We have finally, at this point, and what is it, year six, we have finally found the perfect way to use Patrick Williams.
Yeah. I think you're right. The system is the star. To steal Ricky O'Donnell's line, the system is the star, and the Hall of Fame coach is teaching something to the whole damn batch right now, and you're seeing it. It's pretty amazing to see.
My favorite stat from last night's win, it's not the 9-0 run they went on to end the game. It's not the fact that they gave up 45 in the first quarter and then held the team to 16 points in the fourth quarter. My favorite stat that I think sums everything up is they were out-rebounded 25-15 in the first half. They out-rebounded the Sixers in the second half, though, 33-15. That's where the game was won.
Team stuff.
Here's what we got going on today's show. There's a lot happening. You okay over there, Rahimi?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just laughing. Also, that bottle does not work.
Clean up after if you can't clean up. Jeez.
Who is that?
Francesa.
The Pope. The other Pope. The more important Pope.
He goes back to Francesa now.
He does. He really does. Here's what we're going to do.
We have a sports Pope.
We're going to turn the page at 3 o'clock. We will get you ready for Bears versus Giants, and we'll take a look at the North. Wayne Randazzo is going to join us. He was on the call on the television side. I don't know if Adam Amin also went to go see the Pope.
He's in Germany.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We have the most well-traveled play-by-play people in the business here in Chicago.
The Dazzler.
So the Dazzler's going to join us at 3:30. Alex Brown's going to join us at 4. Mark Grody talked with Ryan Poles. He's got stuff to share. He will join us at 5 o'clock. When we come back, we will talk more about this comeback win by the Bulls that's after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.